So it's 6:20, we're calling the meeting to order.
You want to go have this roll call?
Sure. Chairman Brown.
Present.
Chairman Preston.
Present.
Chairman Elza.
Present.
Is it Elsa or
Elza?
Elza, it is. Okay. And we do not have a quorum, as we do not have Commissioner Dorota Sosnowski, Commissioner Chaplunkar, or Commissioner Bringle present.
Okay.
We do have Executive Director Marion Burton on the line, I believe, attending via Zoom.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. So he's not a voting member, so we don't have to vote to allow him to attend via Zoom, but just so you all are aware.
Sounds good.
And then go ahead. Whatever you want to do.
Well, knowing that we can't vote on the minutes, that took out first thing. Call to order, public comment. Any public comments? Nothing. We can't approve the minutes. Would like to then, you know, we'd spent some time introducing Scott. Scott's our new commissioner. But we're excited to have him on board. Scott would be a great addition. Lived in River Forest for a long time. His wife's lived here pretty much her whole life, forever, and in a minute. And they're just great community members, so we're happy to have them on board. Wish we had more people here for you, Scott, but they'll be here eventually. So we can't, because we don't have a quorum, we can't talk about the agenda items, but we can talk about, I'm assuming it would involve the Memorial Day parade.
Yeah, we were looking at a potentially a Memorial Day parade recap.
Yeah, so I think that would be great. And because Marion's remote, maybe we could start with him so he can jump off if he wants to. Can you hear us?
I can. Yeah.
So, it looked great. We talked a little bit about it. It looked awesome. I can't wait to hear what the numbers are and what your thoughts are.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, overall, I think that this was a win for the community. It's a first-time event. I want to say we probably, I think we estimated attendance around 750 to 1,200. It's kind of hard to get an exact number. You know, we saw 17 businesses sign up. About, I want to say, 15 showed up. Looking at the numbers, it looks like five of those were force-based businesses, five of those were veteran-owned businesses, and five of those kind of broke down. I don't actually have the exact numbers in front of me, but I do know we submitted them to the village in a report. So, yeah, you know, I think that overall it was a success. People really enjoyed it. The bounce house was a little crazy. But other than that, you know, I think that operationally we had everything together. And, you know, I think that it was good. Yeah.
Was it I have a few questions for Scott's information. I don't know if you know, but after the Memorial Day parade, we did a business bash at Keystone, which involved, you know, we used to give hot dogs out there and stuff. So they still did that, the Shriners. At any rate, so now the Marion's the head of the chamber, Oak Park River Forest. He's usually here. Awesome guy. He put this, we came up with the idea. He really did a lot of the heavy lifting with the park district and the village to coordinate this event, which involved having a bunch of, we had the Bono Brothers that were playing there.
I heard about it. It was really really good.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good opportunity to get some businesses. We're trying to find ways that we can help small businesses in the area. It is the Memorial Day. More people are out for that, you know, parade than anything else in this village, even though half the town's gone. So I think 750 to 1,200 is a great number. And I think this was just the first year, and I think a lot of people, you know, when I was doing, you know, I was at a party, people didn't know about it, which is no problem. But I think, you know, communication, more communication next year. But I think just it being the first event, that might happen organically. Any other things, Marion, that you think, like, you'd want to change or areas for improvement or what really worked?
Yeah, you know, I think that adding some type of entertainment for adults, is kind of the next step, right? The bounce house is great for families, but how do we also get the adults to stay? We've looked at and thought about the idea of getting alcohol or beer to keep folks there, and then just growing kind of the vendors. I actually pulled up the numbers, and it looks like we had 21 vendors, not 15, so it's a little performed a little bit better than I thought. I think that adding a beer garden and trying to think about how we expand and keep people there, if that's more food. Obviously, we want to be sensitive to everything that's already happening within the parade and Kiwanis and the park district. So, I want to work with them on figuring out how we can get some more food there, some alcoholic beverages, and maybe look at expanding the entertainment just a little bit.
You know, Kirschlager, I'm sure you know him. They've always been pretty great with helping out on things like this.
Hey, Darren, did you get any feedback from the vendors or the businesses that were there?
Everybody was happy. It's rare that happens. But Shanna from Blackout Baking, who Oak Park business but River Forest resident, was really thrilled. She does a lot of these types of markets and had a really good day, as well as Zimmy Coffee Cart. I think that we had one additional food vendor who sold out of food. I know that Smoothie King sold quite a bit of smoothies. We did have one vendor who was a little upset that there wasn't access to power. There's not a whole lot that we can really do to kind of fix that. And so they couldn't really sell anything. It only took cash. But it's kind of a standard thing for most of these events. So not something that I think we need to solve for. But, overall, our vendors were fairly thrilled.
Good. And is there a newsletter or something to kind of promote the event, just to kind of get the word out of kind of what happened?
So a lot of our communications are focused on business to business. We do have some community members on our email list, and with the village kind of carried a lot of the weight on getting the news out to kind of general community. Obviously, we put this on social media as well. I think that we can, look to expand what that marketing looks like and start a little earlier. Having a Facebook event, maybe doing some advertising and putting some dollars behind that, I think could be beneficial. That said, I think that also from a just space perspective, I don't know how many more people we could really add without it starting to feel overcrowded. If the target was to grow the participation by 500 to 1,000 people, we'd have to look at an increased footprint. And I don't think that we're necessarily there in terms of the stability of the event. And so I'd like to see us for the next year really focus on getting the operations down and thinking through how we maximize, opportunities for revenue on our side, as well as keeping our vendors happy.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think you can do both. You can get more people in operations. No, I'm kidding. I came in late. I heard everyone loved it. Even from what I saw, it looked like it was the most of the people I was trying to buy things. I think the candle lady was the only, and the jerky guy were the only two people that still had stuff left. That's not their names. I can't remember their names, but he was selling beef jerky and she was selling candles. But that's awesome. I think it could probably grow organically just by word of mouth, and I really trust how you guys set it up, and hopefully it can be an annual thing.
Yep, good.
You didn't really hit on, did you hit on any like areas where we need to like improve there, or anything that the village can do, or that we have some time, obviously, but
I don't think that there are any like major areas of improvement, there are always ways to optimize things, but nothing that I think is, a glaring red flag for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And I know I wasn't there, but was it all of Keystone?
It was the
Keystone and
no, not so much the parking lot as much as Keystone, just central to Lake.
Okay.
So instead of doing the depot where we usually do like the park district does all those things, they did it on the Keystone in between Wake and Central. So that part was already closed off anyways because of the parade. And that's where the parade sort of dissipates right there. And so the people are getting finishing with the parade. they would just go there.
I'm usually out of town, so I missed it. I missed the parade. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't.
No, it's.
I'll have to watch it.
I will say that worked really well.
Yeah.
But having it right at the end of the parade, because I felt like very little people were walking away from that intersection.
You just build in a traffic driver.
Where does it start?
The parade?
Yeah.
Where was it this year? Iowa and
getting shorter and shorter every year. I've been in it. I didn't drive. I drove it. Like, I drove the convertible the last 10, 12 years. It was the shortest I think it's ever been this year.
It was close, yeah.
But
it was somewhere, yeah, Augusta or Iowa and Ashland, right? And then it takes Ashland all the way down to Lake Street.
That's a fun event. People are out. But there's parties and things like that. You know, if we did want to do, I think the chambers, yeah, the chamber is, if we could figure out something where we hand something out to people, you know, there, you know, out watching the parade. Mm-hmm. If we really wanted to get more people, but a lot of those people,
we were talking about it on the parade walk.
Yeah.
As we were handing out candy, I heard the elected officials like, hey, join us afterwards.
Yeah. It's cool. It was a good event. It was really, you guys, really props to the village and the park district and the chamber for coming together. And I thought it was really well done. Yay teams. You know, we don't get to celebrate a bunch of wins. You know what I mean? It's nice when it's a win. Thanks, Marion.
Do you want me to talk about the rest of it, Darian, or you want to go?
Oh, you can go.
Okay. So Executive Director Burton and I were talking about a couple of different ways that the village and the chamber can collaborate, and we've come up with a couple things. First of all, I'll let Darian explain a little bit more, but the chamber is setting up their nonprofit foundation, and so they're looking for board members. And so he's asked the River Forest if we are familiar or if we have any business owners in River Forest who would be interested in volunteering on the foundation's board. So what's the name of the foundation?
It's the EDGE Foundation. Stands for Economic Development and Growth for Equity. Yeah.
Thank you. I thought it was EDGE, but I wanted to be sure. So if anyone is interested, or if you have someone in mind that might be a good fit, you can email me or you can email Darian directly, and I'm happy to make the connection.
What are the qualifications again? Business owner? It has to be a business owner, I'm assuming? Or
I think it's anyone that's passionate about economic vitality and development in the region. You know, obviously we do have a preference towards folks who have owned businesses, just because that's generally who we interact with and kind of our main constituency. But, you know, I don't think that that's a 100% qualification. You know, just for everybody who doesn't know, we are launching this foundation to kind of complement our existing structure. So right now we're a 501c6, which is very much focused on membership and kind of doing what's in the best interest of our members. And so our 501c3 takes a more regional approach to our work and kind of looks at the intersection of community, government, and business. And so anybody who's passionate about, I think, any of those three areas is a good fit. And yeah, you know, we really want this to be a board that is representative of the entire region. So we've reached out to River Forest. We have some folks from Oak Park and, you know, want to look at getting people from Maywood and Austin as we think about kind of how we settle this region as a place for economic investment.
Have you talked with Carrie Summey over at the Community Foundation?
She's on my board and like part of the reason we came up with this.
I'm sure she is. So that was the first person I thought of. I just sat down with her for like a good hour and talked about a whole bunch of stuff. She's awesome. I'm stretched thin, but I'd love to sit down with, maybe we could, the three of us could grab coffee sometime and brainstorm some names.
Yeah, for sure.
So I thought that was pretty good. That's great news, great, right?
Mm-hmm. So will it be something where you'll be looking for grants and in providing grants or things of that nature, or just
Yeah, helping? So we'll be definitely looking for grants. That's kind of how we plan on getting this funded. And then it's going to be a lot of program-based work. So, you know, I don't know if you guys know, we launched a program recently called Oak Park Next. It's our youth internship program. It kind of falls outside of the scope of what we normally do. And, you know, I think that it's something that we would see living there. I think a lot of workforce development, job readiness training, as well as support for minority-owned businesses and just general business education in general. You know, as we grow, we're looking to not only have this foundation in our existing chamber, but also a small business development center. So, you know, the Edge Foundation will probably house some of that SBDC work initially as well. So we might write grants. I don't think that that's outside of the realm of possibility, but right now it's not something that's in our purview.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so when are you going to look at the foundation?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, when are you going to launch the foundation?
Or is it technically it's kind of already launched. So we filled all of our paperwork out with the state and we're working on, you know, filing for our TASS exempt status. But, you know, it's kind of, I would say, September around our annual meeting is when we hope to have the board fully installed. We have an interim board right now, but I would say September is kind of the time that we're targeting to make a more public announcement about the foundation.
Yeah, I have a ton of ideas running through my head right now. But maybe, like I said, I'll send an email out to you and Carrie.
Absolutely.
You know, I know you're busy, but I wouldn't mind getting together and talking about it. Seems interesting.
Yeah. Great.
Nothing else, you should hit Carrie up for money, the foundation. Figure something out there. That's cool. Anything else?
Yes. So I don't know if you are aware. I'm sure you all are. The chamber has introduced a new program called First Fridays. Their first one was actually on the 4th of July. And the intention is to, you know, kind of have smaller little groups and encourage networking and business development in certain pieces. Right now, I think you have three scheduled for this year, four, October, November, December, or, I'm sorry, July, August, yeah. September, and October. You have four scheduled.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've asked the village to host one for next year. And we have agreed to host the June 6th, 2026 First Friday. More information on that will be forthcoming, but right now, we have a date and that's the first step. So
what do these involve, Darian?
Yeah, so they're street fest. So kind of think of Thursday night out.
Right.
But, you know, our goal here is to activate some of our lesser utilized business corridors. So, you know, in Oak Park this year, that looks like Chicago Avenue, Southtown, Madison Street, and Pleasant. You know, we are looking at a location for River Forest, which I hope we can solidify soon here. But if you visit First Fridays, oakpark.org, you can kind of see all the information about the program and how it's set up. These are really kind of, it's a mix between a street festival and a smaller program. They're only 4 hours, so it's not a ton of time investment as you'd normally see in a street festival, but still impactful.
Can I, though, I don't mean that. June 6th is really close to Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. So we'll have our only two events with you within a month of each other.
Yep. You know, we've
got, probably figured it out. You're five steps ahead. All these questions I usually ask, you're like, no, there's a synergy between doing these things. And anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa actually is already working on a plan of how that would look for us. You know, right. The nice thing about Memorial Day is that it's a really built-in audience. And this is kind of an audience where we're attracting it. So I think that, you know, that's kind of the main difference. And, you know, right. As far as we're concerned, I think that this has a very different vibe than Memorial Day. So while they are two very similar things, I think that they are separate enough that we can make it work. And then, you know, also we can look at if that needs to be pushed back. Like, do I want it on the first Friday? Absolutely. Should it be June 6th? Yes. But I think that we can get creative around how we solve for that. But yeah, we have noticed and we'll make sure that we take that into account.
Just, yeah, I'm sure you noticed, just bringing it up.
Mm-hmm. And then the final thing is something that Matt, the village administrator here, and I have been talking about is how to engage our business community. You know, we've tried emailing them. We've tried talking about them, and it just seems a little slow to catch on. So we're Darian and I are talking about creating a River Forest business owners networking event. So it would be focused on businesses that operate in River Forest. So looking at like our business license contact list, essentially, and those businesses that are housed in River Forest. Since it's brand new, we're not totally sure what to expect, right? But what we'd like to do is kind of make myself and Matt and hopefully members of this commission available to the business people. And so the invitation would, at this point, we're kind of trying to iron out the details, but basically we would say, you know, come to this networking event, meet other business owners in the village and talk to members of the Economic Development Commission, you know, and hopefully it would be organic enough where, you know, if they had a question about building permits, I'm here to answer them. If they want to talk about, you know, I need to move my location and one of you have a suggestion or a connection or something along those lines, like we can help encourage in any way that they need it, basically. And then hopefully build a better contact list if that's what we need to do. And just build that outreach that maybe our electronic methods aren't accomplishing. We had talked about, you know, doing our first one at this point, shooting for probably September, October. Darian and I were going to work on the venue. This literally came up this week, so it's fresh off the press idea. So we got to figure out who's available. You know, seeing different methods we can use to lure people in. If there's adult beverages involved, I can't make promises right now. And then potentially seeing if this is something we can support doing on like a quarterly basis. So, I would love your participation, as volunteers in any point of the planning or actually at the event, if you guys are able to. So once we have the details ironed out, I'll obviously pass that along.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think it's networking, community, be a resource, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe we could have a speaker do a brief talk on a subject that cuts across, just help to drive, mm-hmm. you know, attendance. But I think anything we could do face-to-face, remote, we can kind of get out there, connect with people.
Like, well spent. I'm thinking like a banker maybe, but I mean, I deal with nothing but with small businesses my whole life, like, an accountant, how the new tax laws are going to affect businesses. You know, most people would wind up, most people are probably talking to their accountants, but there's some small business owners that are just, you know, they got a cousin who's more of a bookkeeper doing it. And
true. That's true.
You know, but yeah, that's a great idea to have someone there just to, you know, 5 minutes, just, you know, and that person should be local and they'd probably appreciate, you know,
well, we can include it on the invitation.
Yeah.
Increased participation.
Yep.
Where would the event be held? Here?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
So
different small businesses.
It. I mean, yeah, we're open to ideas at this point. I think Darian had a couple ideas just from businesses that he's familiar with working with. Ideally, this room would not be large enough. So we have probably about 200 businesses in the village that are licensed. And so this room can only hold like 72 people.
Yeah, but this is also stale. It'd be nice to do it at a business.
Yeah.
Adult beverages.
Our goal was not to have it at Village
Hall. We could do it at all the hospitality restaurants that we've opened in the village.
I have news on that too.
So many. All right, good. All right.
Some goal. Thank you for that beautiful
decision. Yeah, let's hear
it. So First Watch is very likely going to be awarded their liquor license on Monday night.
And that's going to be over at
That's going to be a brunch place over next to Kava and Citibank on the very, very corner.
Market.
Yeah.
next door, the noodles place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pava's in Blossom Market.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My bad.
So they are hoping to open in the middle of August.
Well, I think we got our first spot.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Now they're only open 7 to 3. We were thinking more of a 3 to 6 kind of a thing, but hey,
maybe
they're closed.
Right. That's true. But it might be. Seriously, might work. Yeah.
This is right after events anyway.
Right.
Yeah. They don't want that's a good point.
They don't want it during hours that they can make money.
Make, true. Yeah.
True.
And get to know some people there.
Just rolled right into it.
Yeah.
Right. Now I love the way you think.
That'd be perfect. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Great news.
Is that
obviously subject to board consideration on Monday? So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but
they have 3 or 4 locations in the area.
I want to say closer to like 8. Didn't we look this up at the last?
Yeah.
They're all in like Oakbrook and like spots like that.
They have a following.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, for sure.
It brings additional people to the village.
That's First Watch.
It's like a
it's a brunch, like a fancy brunch place.
That's why.
Yeah. It's going to compete with the Crepus place.
Episcopalouche? Yeah.
Right?
I think there's, yeah, that's more of like a pancake place, I think.
Yeah.
Low, but all right.
Yeah, but they have drinks and like, it's a, you know.
That's true.
That is cool. Fancy. I'm trying to think, do we have any, what other liquor license do we have in the village?
Oh, so Walgreens, CVS, Jewel,
no,
Whole
like,
Foods.
But a hospital.
So it's Good Earth.
Good Earth. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But they have like some beers that they sell there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess they have coffee. I didn't realize they maybe they have
that's
wine.
The place they had, like,
yeah,
because they've got a lot of.
That's a good point.
If that doesn't work out,
yeah. Well, hopefully, I mean, ideally, Scott. I mean, I'll share it with whatever. I mean, it would be great if obviously we did something with Lake and Lathrop. The idea is that you'd have first floor hospitality there. The other idea is that's been kicked around in the past and hasn't gotten there yet, and there's some reasons why that we don't have to get into right now, but. This area right here is partially village owned.
Yeah.
You see the sign out there, you know, if in case you're looking to buy it. Yeah. But you know, that might be the next stop for JLL.
Brand new sign. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. The phone's ringing off the hook. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Just kidding.
Anyway, it would be wonderful in my mind, and I don't mind sharing it, is if we had another hospitality spot here, you know, like a Francesca Fiore's, you know, something like. Yeah. Kids can go, they can play at Keystone. The families can have, you know, softball over there. Softball's on Thursdays, you know, then you walk over there. You have a late bite to eat, maybe some ice cream out front, something like that. And then that corridor begins. That used to be a nice little corridor here. Bookend by 2 hospitalities right there would be awesome.
Be really nice.
You'd think it would be easy to do, but it's proven more difficult than you.
You know, just coming back from Italy, you know, everything's beautiful.
I know, I know.
You could build so many beautiful things.
We could build.
Have just gelato.
That's actually, but like white pizza and white.
Getting aside, that would be really
awesome, right? And there's people who are interested.
And walking to it.
Yeah, the walk.
Yeah. So.
It's big help.
That's the goal. And, you know, it's difficult because you want to do something here. You know, you can't just. We threw up a bunch of ideas, different high rises and rental things. Ideally, you'd have some like second floor office.
But this is, it only?
It's confusing. So
parking lot
it's,
or whatever.
Yes.
The village owns the parking lot on the corner.
Yeah.
The second parking lot is actually owned by the building, Rand. Which is 7777 Lake Street.
Okay.
And then the village owns the patch of grass between the parking lot and this townhome and the driveway.
But the townhome people were willing. I mean, I can't talk, you know, whatever. You can't only talk about certain things in the open committee, but like there's a way to make it happen, but there's just been stalls and different things because.
Is it the pricing? Is that?
It's more to do with the ownership of one of the main parcels that would be a part of it. And there's just been a lot. I mean, well, I can say that the person who owned it was back and forth on selling it. And then passed away, and it's going through a state process. Seems like there might be something. There's been some back and forth, but there might be. At any rate,
yeah,
that would be a cool thing to have happen, right?
Yeah.
And it would be nice tax revenue and, you know, very little impact. No one, I mean, people use this parking lot, but not that often. Anyways, so I've
never parked there.
I've never parked there. I park over here. I didn't even. Yeah,
it said I could.
Yeah, I know. Big time. You got the big commissioner stash for the window.
The official thing now.
I've got the placards like that. The other one's in my car.
So that's all I have.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah, it is.
That's great news. Wash. It'll be good to get those. And it's opening soon.
Yeah.
That's them off.
Yeah. They're still working on construction, so we don't have final inspections scheduled yet, but the target date is mid-August. So
they've done it before. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is like their seventh location, they shouldn't be that.
Playbook and
totally
opening and
financing in place.
Publicity.
Yeah, they know. They probably know what they're doing.
You can all see the improvements already taking place at Whole Foods, and they're now painting the the building, and that looks really nice.
Yeah. That's fully leased over there too, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that other side was missing? There's a vacancy.
It was on the corner.
Yeah, now it's
Dentalogy.
Dental. All the consolidation in the dental world. It's crazy. I'm sure it's owned by some. People who bought it from Bonzo.
That space.
Sorry.
Is that the old Starbucks?
Yes, it's leased.
Okay, please. Also, they're still there.
Dentalogy's been there for probably a year and a half.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then everything else is leased out. Massage Envy, I believe, is either vacated at the end of June or the end of July. And then that is already leased out. It's going to be a nail salon. So they pulled permits for that recently.
Good. You don't want too many nail salons, but a nail salon is... I know. Well,
you can go shopping. You have lunch in the evening.
It's your nail fun.
Feats of vacancy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure. All right. Any news on Madison?
No, not at this point.
See, that's a little bit. What's going on there?
So JLL, literally as of today, they were still looking for a couple final letters of intent to come in.
Is it a lack of interest or
no? We have a good amount of interest. It's just they are doing what I trust they do.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, they know what the village has, the guidelines that we've given, and they're working with the interested parties to provide letters of intent that would be palatable. So
that's fair. We hired them. We trusted them.
Mm-hmm. We're happy with the time's a little bit longer than we had hoped for. I mean, we were hoping to have something at this point a little bit more solid, but the fact that there's more that are coming in, I think is positive.
The building that was next to the vacant property,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't going to sell, but now he is. I saw
it is for sale.
For sale sign on it. So is the village thinking of?
No, the village, at this point, the village board has not expressed an interest in purchasing that building.
Yeah, we...
I'm just wondering, just because it's right there.
I mean,
easy assumption is consolidated.
Well, but they can.
He's an older Greek guy.
Right? Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
And he, I didn't think he was going to sell. Did he die?
I don't know.
I mean...
Maybe he just thought...
I don't think so.
It was a good time.
I guess.
He wanted to make sure that the village... I mean, the village didn't want to buy... that building, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want to own property. The village doesn't want to own property. So if there's an opportunity where we have to, otherwise, you know, it's going to be in disrepair or things like that. Like, that's where the village will step in. But it's not the position of the village to tie up tax dollars and buying properties and doing anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so ideally, who's ever going to buy it would probably look into that and be conversing with them. And the next building, and, you know, hopefully Pete's. It would be great. God bless Pete. But he could go to Moran's down the street at Old School. Like, he could literally shift three blocks down the road. But I don't think Pete.
He doesn't want to go
anywhere. Pete's not going anywhere. But, I mean, anyways, that would be the dream, right? Because then you'd have a nice – it would be great if the entranceways into River Forest were something. Right now we have a gas station. Whatever, but it is what it is. The CVS is pretty sweet. It's one of the better ones we have now. You know, that corner is, you know, another, like, gas station. And then at least over here on Lake and Harlem, now we have the dental place, but it's also sometimes riddled with, you know, a bunch of junkies that thing out there. So it's, you know, anyways, that's good that you're happy with them. It would be good to get some, you know, some direct feedback from them. When they do give you feedback, will there be an opportunity for us to talk with them? Is that even necessary?
So it depends on a couple different things. So at this point, what I will say is the village board has to direct topics like this one would be directed to the Economic Development Commission. So if the village board wanted to, like with the text amendment, it was directed to the Zoning Board of Appeals to handle that. Do you remember that? It was introduced at the village board level, and then the board directed it to the zoning board to do the process and to make that decision. So if there is that chance of the Economic Development Commission, you know, officially weighing into that project, the direction would come from the village board. And at this point, I don't know if that's the process that they're looking to take.
Okay. I think it would make sense considering the fact that we talked with them and we're the Economic Development Commission that we should hear what JLL has to say. Because if it goes well or the other way, you'd think that it would somewhat fall on our shoulders to kind of handle and deal with. And if it's going to fall on our shoulders, then we should have some input. That's my thoughts for what it's worth. Any update on Lake Northrop?
No. The last court date was beginning of May, I believe. And at this point, I don't recall the court schedule, but we're still just waiting on the foreclosure proceedings.
Okay.
When did they start the foreclosure?
Oh, a year ago.
Do you do that in your? You do that a little bit at your in your world, right? How long does that usually take?
It just depends. Well, and have they walked away from it? Like, really?
No. Sedgwick?
So that's the issue.
That's the issue. Yeah,
Lake
we
and
know.
Lather, not
yeah. Lake and Lather.
Yeah.
Lake Lather Partners.
Yeah.
So, no, they're still involved.
So
no, they're counter-suing and fighting a good fight.
You can do many things.
Like yeah.
Just keep
dragging it out.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole boatload of things you can do to drag it out. I mean, it could go on. That's it.
Yeah, 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. It's just sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, or not. I mean, maybe, you know, stuff that works out, but I don't know. That's a tricky situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Well, the good news is it's not a blight on another community and no one sees it all the time.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm.
Hardly ever.
I've never even seen it.
Never comes up.
You know,
below the radar.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, let me step back. We should have explained that first. So there's this property in Lake of Three Drops.
Yeah. You know, can we talk about Andy's spot?
Bring him back, dude.
Let's go walk over there. Let's go look.
I never did not get the free ice cream cone playing memory.
Bring it back.
I know.
Oh, there we go. Sprinkles.
It's good stuff. The Charburger.
You get a free ice cream.
Oh, dude, every time, dude. This chubby little kid, that's how I got such good memory playing that game. anyways. All right. So I don't know how this is the first time we've done a meeting without a quorum. So I don't know how it ends.
We have not technically done a meeting.
Okay.
Officially for the record, we've not.
Yeah.
Point one.
This is more of a conversation gathering, if you will.
Okay.
And so there is no need to adjourn.
Do we do any notes or anything? There
are notes. I'm going to have to check OMA about, I don't believe, I think there are no notes. So I'll have to double check.
So maybe, I was going to ask about that. So the recording is going on. Can that be played at the next meeting? And then whatever said in.
To hear it again?
See, I'm just saying if you wanted to take note, like meeting minutes
or yeah.
stuff. Again, I don't know.
Usually this is a one-off because this is the first time I've had a meeting where there wasn't.
No, you have not. You've not had a meeting.
Oh, whatever. This first time I've had a conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, the first time I've had a conversation with you folks in this room being recorded, where we didn't have a quorum. Yeah. So it won't happen again, but we can go over a lot of this stuff. I think it's all good information, and it's stuff I'd want to share with the other committee members.
So. Hopefully in a month, Darian and I will have worked out some of the finer points on some of the things that we discussed. So we'll have a little bit more to update. I think playing the recording over again at a future meeting might be a little,
I'm not saying you need to, I just wasn't sure.
Like, oh, okay.
I wanted to keep the information.
I did take a couple notes just for myself to, follow up on stuff. At this point we could say that we're done with our gathering and it is 7:01.
Good. Nice gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Can I
go ahead?
Oh, no, you can't.